At Quite the Thing Media, we aim to bring you the best podcasts produced by independent creators, made without constraints.
Hi guys! It's the Virgin Sister Show!
This is Anna.
This is John.
Welcome to our show. John, how are you?
Oh, I'm very fine. Thank you, darling. How are you?
I'm good. Do I look good? Thanks for asking. Yes, yes.
Yes?
You are totally blue today.
Do you like my cross leg thing?
I like your blue t-shirt, blue shorts, blue socks. You don't have blue hair yet.
I dressed as a Smurf today. Like Papa Smurf. That's why.
Okay. John, who are you? You are...
Yes, I am. I am. You are. He is.
I am
she
who I am.
I am what I am.
Yes.
So, I am a very humble man.
What?
That's the first thing you should know about
okay.
me.
Okay. What else?
I have studied arts, fine arts.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah. Then I studied yoga.
Ah.
And great. I practice yoga. I
really?
Teach yoga.
Are you a yoga teacher?
Yes, I am, darling.
Enough.
With
you now.
Anna, tell us something about you.
Anna, tell us something about you. I'm an English teacher, period.
You are?
I am.
You are what you are.
I am who I am. I have studied photography as well, but I have been teaching English for 6 years now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So...
How was your experience?
How is my experience? My experience is okay. I teach children and adults as well,
mm-hmm.
and I love it. But
do you prefer,
it's difficult.
Do you prefer to teach adults or the junior classes?
I prefer to not work and have
at
a lot
all?
Of money.
Have a sugar daddy. How do you prefer your sugar daddy?
No, I don't want any sugar daddy.
No.
I have my own daddy, my real daddy. So it's fine, I'm okay with that. I don't want anyone.
Anyone?
No one.
No one?
No.
You believe in love at first sight?
Of course.
Do you believe in love with first sight, money pocket
money,
first sight?
Money must be funny. In a rich man's world. Okay. Today's episode.
Yeah. Oh, we have an episode.
Yes, we do have an episode. Okay. So, today's episode is about the communication.
Communication problems?
And communication problems and all kinds of communication.
What
but
about
basically
that?
Not all kinds of communication.
Mm-hmm.
But today's episode is inspired
by
a ginger boy.
A ginger boy?
Oh, yes, a ginger boy. I think he's a ginger boy.
You think so?
Think
but
I'm not sure because you know the camera.
Maybe the
was
saturation was too bright.
Dark. I don't know. So it's inspired by a guy we recently met,
mm-hmm.
both of us. Okay, and
we were in bed with the same
no,
person.
No! Don't say these things. No! Don't say these things. So
who are you talking
saying,
to? Who are you referring to?
I refer to Jack.
Oh yes,
a guy
Jack.
We met recently.
Hello, Jack.
Hi, Jack. I hope you are listening to us right now. I hope. And he showed us
mm-hmm.
what? He showed us
his ginger
a
hair.
Wheel. No, apart from his hair, he showed us a very good wheel to communicate
mm-hmm.
with people from another country.
Yeah, of course.
And
in case you didn't notice, we're not from the United Kingdom.
No.
We're from Greece.
Yes, we are Greeks.
Come to Greece. Γιάννα τη βρεις.
Okay, so we are Greeks.
Yeah.
We are not native speakers,
mm-hmm.
native English speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And he was amazing when
mm-hmm.
he communicated with us. So he was really polite to us. I mean, okay, we don't really understand all the British accents,
yes,
and Scottish accents and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no offense, of course. Okay. And he was so polite that he started speaking slower, with a slower pace.
Mm-hmm,
you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? So it was something that I really appreciated.
Yeah.
He was so sweet with us, and he did it on purpose, of course, okay, in order to understand him. So
he wanted to help us.
Yes, he wanted to help us because he wanted to communicate with us, and this is what we are going to talk about. Communication. When you want to communication, you can do
whatever you like.
Yes, whatever you like, and you can make yourself easier.
Mm-hmm.
Your life easier, I mean, not yourself easier. I mean your life easier. Okay. Mm-hmm. So imagine how our lives would be if we knew how to communicate.
I do imagine. Like John Lennon and Yoko. Hey, Yoko!
Imagine! So, John, you had recently an experience, a bad experience at work.
Yes, I had an incident.
It was because of a bad communication. So, what happened?
Okay, a manager, one of my managers, he wanted to add on my timetable. He wanted to add some exercise and practices on my timetable.
Extra hours.
Some extra hours. Thank you.
Yeah. Nice coffee.
Yes, let me take a sip of my coffee.
Go on.
And he was so bad at the communication.
Yes.
Between us, he didn't. To be honest, I think that he doesn't even know how to communicate with himself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where.
And he's an adult, right?
Yes, of course.
I am facing the same problem with children. You know, with my students. So imagine.
Imagine all the people could communicate properly yes.
with each other. Yes, go on.
Yeah, but if you think that adults would be passed on this that they would pass the obstacle of bad communication, but I think that's the biggest lie. The biggest illusion.
Illusion, okay.
Yeah, because if you start from your childhood,
yes,
and you're taught not to communicate, not try to communicate,
mm-hmm.
because even if you try to communicate
mm-hmm.
all the time and
mm-hmm.
and be at your best,
mm-hmm.
even then I believe that sometimes you're also. Will have some bad experiences
mm-hmm.
with your co-speaker.
Okay, so all this start from our childhood. You mean from our family? We don't really want to blame the parents, but they knew how to communicate,
yeah, it's the truth.
They could teach to children to communicate properly.
Yes,
okay, yeah. Because. It's a big issue, it's a big problem to express yourself in a right way, of course. Okay.
Of course.
So
be polite, be very
honest.
Uh-huh.
We must be honest with ourselves, first of all,
mm-hmm.
and then with the
mm-hmm.
others. Yes, and imagine how many couples would be saved.
Couples, friendships,
yes.
jobs.
Cooperation in general.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, everything,
mm-hmm.
everything.
Do you know any couples that they are struggling with the communication?
Not really.
Not really?
Because
you're a liar.
Yes, I don't want to have anything, to do anything with married couples, that's why.
But you do have.
Yeah, I do have.
You do have friends, you do have married friends. They struggle.
Please, I can't give you their names.
They don't care about the names, trust me. Okay.
We all have in our lives some examples,
mm-hmm.
bad or good, or just say neutral.
Neutral, yes.
Yeah.
Neutral what?
A neutral way of communication.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I believe that we don't have to give in everything in our lives, put a label and say, so I had a good communication or a bad, plus or minus. So just say, interface, communicate. Okay. Let's have a talk.
And
let's
straightforward, you know, to the other. You should make yourself clear when you speak to others. Okay, so this is a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
I need to say that again. And I am facing that with my students, and even if they are adults or children, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I have noticed that in adults as well, they... I had an experience recently with an adult,
mm-hmm.
he is 25 years old,
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't satisfied after 2 years of teaching,
mm-hmm.
he wasn't happy with me. And then he went to my employer to complain about me, and he didn't say anything about me.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't honest. And you know, he was always saying that, oh, Miss Anna, you are great, and I have ameliorated my English level, and my skills were amazing now. But in the end, he wasn't, and he wasn't honest at all. Of course, I stopped the lessons with
yeah.
him. But it was sad. It was pity. He didn't want to tell me the truth. He didn't want to communicate properly.
Yeah.
Because I could be better if he had complaints. I could be better. I could listen to him, and then I could improve myself in teaching. So that hurt me, not only my feelings.
Yeah, but the thing that I believe
mm-hmm.
is that your student, he didn't really want to evolve himself.
Mm-hmm. I think he had a lot of issues with himself,
mm-hmm.
in general, with you know, the society, because he was a little bit introvert,
mm-hmm.
a shy person. And he had a job where he could, you know, work with other people.
Mm-hmm.
But if he knew,
yeah,
if he knew from his childhood to express himself properly,
mm-hmm.
then we would still have a lesson
mm-hmm.
Together. But yes. And imagine,
yes. uh-huh.
this person
yeah.
wants to have a family.
Ah.
That's what
he
told me, okay.
That's the rule.
Yes, that's the rule.
Yeah, that's the rule.
In our society, you mean?
In our society, yeah.
He wants to have children. How he could
raise
children?
Why not? But he was taught to act and behave like this. No one ever told him face to face that the thing he's doing he makes other people's lives difficult.
Yes, I agree. And
so he goes on.
I was so disappointed. Yeah, I was really disappointed. But you know what? This year...
What?
What? I was sounded very...
very nasal.
Nasal, darling. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. it was, you know, a bad communication year this year, because I had a lot of incidents regarding...
Such as I
said something to my students, and then she told me later that she didn't understand me, but she did understand me. And then I was a little bit strict with her.
She lied
to me that she wasn't here to make to have the lesson,
mm-hmm.
and then I found out that she was here in the area we both live, and then I found out the truth, and then I got upset with her, and then she started crying. after the lesson, of course. And then her father went to my employer again to complain about me. And, you know, he didn't call me. He should call me to ask me, Miss Anna, what happened with my daughter? Please tell me, I need to know. Nothing. He went straight forward to my employer again.
Straight to number one.
Yeah, straight to
so
number
she one. Sounds, she sounds to me like, she sounds to me like a very manipulation. Beep.
Yes. and you know, I always say to my students that the first thing I want from you is honesty and communication. Okay, that's why we exchange numbers and all this application, WhatsApp and Viber,
so you had
Messenger.
You had all this conversation written.
No.
You had it on text?
No. Oh, yes, on text, yes. When I arrange my lessons, I always...
Through Messenger?
Yeah, Skype,
through the social?
Yes, through the social. And you know what about social, now that you...
You mentioned
that. Tell me now about the social.
About the social?
Yes, about the social.
The social...
Is it a big problem of communication, the socials as well?
And the social life, that it's not really a life.
You know, for me, social media are a treasure. You can find whatever you want. You can learn whatever you want.
I agree.
Can communicate with people who live very far away from you. It's a treasure. How old are you?
30 minus.
30 minus.
I'm a 20 plus.
Tell me your age.
I'm 38.
You're 38.
Yeah, 38.
Do you remember when you pressed the record button to the tape, the cassette?
To the cassette,
to
of course.
CV?
To
No, CV. HVR. It's the cassette, you know, we used to record the video clips.
The video shows.
Ah, yeah, oh, yes, exactly. And now...
Of course, MTV.
MTV, yes.
Mariah Carey, yes, Britney Spears.
And, you know, we had the video recorder.
Yes, the VHS.
And we got crazy when we watched video clips on TV, and then we ran.
Do you remember the time when we could record... a different show from the one we were watching
at the same time.
Ah,
yes, that's why I think social medias now are a treasure, okay, because you love Mariah, okay, we know that, then you can watch her new post, her new video clips, her news in general, okay, and you can send her a message.
Yes,
you
I do.
You can comment on her post, okay? And that's why I think that social media, it's a different way of communication, a different way that we used to know, okay?
Of course.
But people don't use it in a correct way.
But if you don't know how to communicate and speak for yourself in real world, how are you supposed to do it, to communicate correct in social life.
Yes, that's
so it's
true.
It's the same thing.
That's true, but you know, things are getting worse sometimes.
Yeah, because you don't have to raise up.
When it comes to texts.
Yeah, because you don't have to raise up your voice and say what you want to say face to face.
Yes.
It's easier because it has a safety net.
Yes.
You're behind the screen, behind the keyboard, and you just type or not type.
Yes.
You can so easily ghost the person you communicate with.
Yes. Okay.
So it's very easy.
It's easy, but people make it difficult, I think.
They make it difficult?
Because I have noticed it as well.
Uh-huh.
Through social media, I speak with my students through social
of
media.
Course.
We use it.
Of course.
Okay, I text them on Instagram, for example, or on Messenger, and nothing. I can see the message is.
You get
written,
nothing in response.
Yes, and I don't get any
Sorry.
Response. Nothing. And you know, I always say that, please, let me know. Yes, miss, I'm okay with that. Yes, miss, I will check it out. Nothing. Ah, they sent me a thumb up.
A thumb up?
Thumb up.
Just a thumb up.
A thumb up. They are bored to write, I think. They are bored to write. Basically, John, they are bored to write properly. You know, they don't use capital letters.
Yeah, I've noticed this.
They don't use stresses on words. They don't use punctuation marks, commas, and full stops, etc. They are bored. They prefer to use emojis or GIFs
or GIFs. It's the same
GIF
thing.
Or GIF.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so. Yes, this is another problem, but I love social media most of the times.
I think we're we're returning to innocent times before media, before TV.
We what?
We return.
Ah, we return.
We
yes.
return to innocent times.
That's
to
why we are the Virgin Sisters.
Yes, that's why.
We have pure souls.
Of course, of course. and everybody, they communicate through emojis.
Yes.
And it's like it's a way, if you notice, it's like the cave period of man of
the
mankind
cave period. Okay,
yeah,
okay. John, you do have social media, right?
Of
you
course do, of course I do.
And do you use them with your job?
Yes. In fact,
you speak with
in
your
fact yes we
managers?
Have a group with
yes.
We have group chats to manage to manage what?
To manage your schedule.
Yes,
to
our
manage
schedule.
Your time, your yes, your schedule. Okay, in general.
To inform us about things
okay,
get
yes.
along in job.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course we do. Of course
okay.
we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tool. Like everything else.
It is a tool, and it is a very important tool, a useful tool, you know, it is.
I know. So.
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 In conclusion.
So.
So
must go on. Yeah!
Okay, so, in conclusion, now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. Please, be confident when you speak to other people.
Be yourself.
Jack. Be Jack.
Be Jack.
Be Jack. Okay.
Jack? Jack who? Jack the Ripper?
Jack, no, Jack the Ripper. Jack, our Jack, the ginger boy. Okay, so, no matter the consequences, you should be agreeable to expressing your true self. Okay, so, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to speak. Don't be afraid to talk properly. In a nice way, okay, respectful
of
way.
Of course, every
okay.
time.
Always, okay, always. Sing John Bon Jovi.
Always.
Do you call him? Just sing.
I don't like. I really don't like John Bon Jovi.
Shame. Okay, so.
I like Whitney Houston. And sorry, guys. We'll
do you know
always
that
the toothless,
the toothless
fairy?
Yes, a student of mine called Whitney Houston a toothless singer.
Shame.
Okay. So till next time, guys.
Wish you the best.
Wish you the best communication.
Communication.
And what else? That's all.
Have a nice food, have a nice drink, have a nice sleep.
Enjoy your day, enjoy your lives. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
At Quite the Thing Media, we aim to bring you the best podcasts produced by independent creators, made without constraints.